Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
We are back, and it is Elimination Chamber Sunday. This is your pre-show for the Elimination Chamber. I am your host, Trebuchet. To my left, my counterpart, Chad Showtime Schultz.
Hi, everybody.
To the far left of him, the star of this show, Brooke the Bruiser. How's it going?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing good.
She's.
Am I yelling?
Am I yelling?
I think I am a little bit. All right.
You are yelling. So she, to be fair, she's like so far away from us, like I can barely see that she's there.
She's.
I did actually ask to be not in this episode.
Oh, we're going to get your picks then. I just want to let people know that you're here.
I'm here, everybody.
She's here. Your audience member.
Brooke's such a big star, she is like just wants episodes off and Trebuchet's
Hey, guys, the girl is too good to be on the show sitting over there. Yep,
that's fair. That's fair. At this rectangle table, the A-Train.
Choo-choo.
Yes, he's not off the rails yet, but we will see. We got a lot of show to go here. And also, at the other end here, to my right, Cody Goads. Dust.
Hey.
Other names.
What was the...
It's his birthday or something. Yeah, you know it's his birthday?
It was Chris Jerry Goad when
also,
I first met you.
Chris Jerry Goad.
Jerry Goad.
What I did for Halloween. It was great.
First three claps of the day. Hold on. I want to give Cody Goads three claps for his birthday. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
There you go. Now go ahead and continue.
It's also Ric Flair's birthday.
Oh, he's turning 69, everybody.
Nice.
Woo! So, you know more about this than me.
Okay.
Preface it with this. You know what I'm going to say.
Okay. Say it. Go ahead.
A-Train, are you aware that A-Train is a wrestler?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do know that. I didn't know if you knew that.
I'm aware.
Hang on. I taught him that. Tell the truth. I taught you that A-Train is a wrestler like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but he asked me now.
All right. I've been planning on forgetting to say this for about a month. So I had good intentions at the time.
you got
the ball.
I taught him halfway through you wanting to ask him.
So let's talk about A-Train, Joe.
Albert or Prince Albert. He was
Tensai. Jason Blum.
Is he in here?
He goes by now.
Is he in here?
He tag teamed with the Funkasaurus, Brodus Clay, for a while.
Tag team with Tess near the beginning, and then Scotty Too Hotty for a minute.
He commentated on NXT. That's where I am right now. That's what he's doing there.
Yeah, he's had a lot of names.
Performance Center.
Went
over to Japan, became Tensai, like you were saying.
Yeah, he, how did you guys feel about Tensai when he debuted? Have you seen
Tensai? When I first saw him, he was Prince Albert.
Yeah.
And he was all pierced up, and he wore, like, the S&M stuff a lot.
So, funny story, I did not know that a Prince Albert was a genital piercing.
At the time, I didn't.
I had known who he was as a wrestler for about 8 years before I knew, like, Prince Albert was a thing.
In the current version of the Bible, my Bible, the WWE Encyclopedia, he is known as Tensai.
Tensai! It's 6'6", 360 pounds, and has its signature move of the claw. And then you saw the picture of him. That's you.
That's you, A-Train.
Former WWE superstar of the Attitude Era, Tensai left WWE in 2004 to embark on a new challenge in Japan. Over the next 8 years, the powerhouse conquered nearly every challenge on his path. Well, that's pretty good. Eventually, Tensai's desire for even greater competition brought him back to WWE in 2012. Armed with a devastating iron claw, he literally incapacitated most... of his early competition, sorry, I'm horrible. He carried that momentum to big wins over top names like CM Punk, and John Cena. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately,
does it really say CM Punk twice?
No, it's...
Here's the thing, I'm in a different state of mind right now. If you told me it did say that, I would believe it.
So then Tensai's luck ran out, and as he has suffered an extended losing streak in the spring of 2012. Oh... That's why I don't know who he is. Okay. Early the following year, Tensai formed a team of Brodus Clay, known as Tons of Funk. Oh, I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
Oversized duo top many WWE top teams, including Team Road Scholars. Of course, I was in the match.
Yeah, you know. No wonder you remember him now.
And 3MB. Despite their success, Tons of Funk eventually failed to coexist when Tensai became frustrated with Clay's increasingly unbecoming vicious side. The partners engaged in a bit of rivalry, capped by a Tensei victory in December 2012. Both competitors faded from the scene soon after. That's not Boxfan Theater for the week.
That's because Brodus Clay went to TNA, and then he won a battle royal. Never, ever got his title shot! I'm sorry, I'm yelling. I'm gonna take it.
It was a 4-month tournament. They were building it, and then they get for a title shot. They never even used.
I need to know. Is it the first time you guys have yelled about this on this show?
No.
Oh, guys, because I've seen you doing a lot, not recording the show.
No, it was like the fourth or fifth time in pro wrestling.
We were doing it while it was going on.
Season 2 of the podcast.
Nothing makes me madder than when people get a shot and they don't get a shot.
But we were talking about generally just how bad the tournament was.
Yeah, I'm like,
while it was going on, every week we'd be like, they're not even there. The announcers weren't even there. It seemed all like pre-recorded. It was just so bad. The whole thing
built it for so long.
So they did it all at once.
It's not the first time they've done that either. There was the so Rob Van Dam was heavyweight champion. Okay. It was right when they were doing like the new Monday Night War. Rob Van Dam becomes champion. Abyss attacks him with a 2x4 covered in nails.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Janice, did he call it?
Yeah, it was called Janice. And there's this shot of Rob Van Dam looking like he got hit with a shotgun.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Really, it was a pool of blood there.
Yeah, it was gross. And I'm not... That stuff usually doesn't bug me. But, so they had...
That stuff usually bugs me, and it bugged me. I'm just going to let everybody know.
It does. You guys, watch for a second. Psycho Sid breaking his leg.
Oh, dude, no.
I just wanted to see the change on your face.
Oh my god, Joe's gone.
He's gone fetal.
Oh, boy.
So they did a tournament to decide who the new TNA heavyweight champion would be.
Okay, yeah.
I forget who went on to win it, but the important thing you need to know is Rob Van Dam was cleared to wrestle again before they concluded that tournament.
That's fucked up, yeah.
Jeez.
TNA.
That's just TNA for you, everybody.
How did he get there, though? Something about A-Train. What did he say? Not this guy, A-Train, the bald guy, A-Train.
Tensei, Brodus Clay left, went to TNA, won the tournament for number one contender. Mm-hmm. What do they call it? You remember?
I have no idea.
It's been so long. We hated it so much. They had a name. They tried to brand it.
Get mad about it all over again.
Impact pretty much every week was just that tournament and like one knockouts match and like one other. They had some drama going on backstage and that was it. But all this other stuff was pre-recorded and that was at the time when it was going really downhill fast where... Yeah.
I was getting DVDs for like a dollar a pop, I swear to God. Like, oh, a Brown Bag Special, we're going to give you 22 DVDs for $5.99.
I'm Don Weston, I'm giving them away.
I'm crazy.
Do you know where Brodus Clay wound up after TNA Wrestling?
No.
The Ring of Honor, no?
Fox News.
Oh, yeah. No,
Brodus Clay
yeah.
is
no,
a regular really? Guest on the Greg Gutfeld.
When I run at the gym, I see Fox News, and I've seen him on them before. Like, what the hell is Brodus Clay when I'm here?
Yeah, he's Brodus Clay's a pretty big libertarian. Mm. Crossing that like conservative libertarian line. He's regularly on a show on Fox News. Following in JBL's footsteps.
I knew JBL did that.
Yeah, I heard that was one of the main reasons why they gave him that new look.
Because
even before he was JBL, he had like the blonde hair that was like kind of clean cut.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do that. They did that when they kind of got back together. He wanted to be on Fox News more often, and he had really long black hair. He cut that, and then he dyed it blonde and shaved the beard.
Yep.
And they gave him right when he became JBL. He had his own show on Fox Business before Fox Business was even like a. You had to have the best kind of cable to get Fox Business. It wasn't a popular channel. Now it is.
Yeah, now you can get it with.
He's got a show there, and I heard that was like he wanted to clean up his image because for Fox.
They gave him a more clean cut look.
That's fine.
I'm sure that WWE was willing to play ball anyways.
Oh, absolutely. No, he was. I mentioned him getting. They used that like in Sterling, him getting that show.
Yeah.
So I think they were probably pumped about it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we get to sort of cross promote on another channel anyway. So
yeah,
like,
they hit him. They hit him on Fox News a few times. But he had like the long hair, but yeah, he looked real out of place.
Oh, he definitely did. I do remember seeing clips of that, and I was just like, whew. Somebody in this picture doesn't belong.
Yeah. So, speaking of people who don't belong, Tony Schimmel. Joe, would you like to tell people?
Unbeknownst to me, everyone that's been to a wrestling show at this table likes to heckle Tony Chimp.
Yeah.
I didn't know everyone loved to do it as much as I did.
I really, really gave him a hard time. Like, it got personal. Like, no, he just took it with a grain of salt. Like, he never lost his temper. He was very professional about people talking shit to him.
He took it like such a... He'd kind of, like, cock his head, wrinkle his face, and shrug at you, like, what did I do?
Yeah, like, I would say things all, like... back in the day, we'd have a you suck sign, and we would hold it up and point Chimmel out and be like, hey, he's like, what, I suck? And I'd be like, yeah, you're not on Raw, like... And he'd just be like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, like,
you're at SmackDown. Like, you clearly like SmackDown. Why the hell are you
No, we lived in Grand Rapids, and Raw didn't come to Grand Rapids.
No.
We were a SmackDown city.
Yes, we were. But whatever, I'd still go and heckle Chimmel on the regular, too, though. Like, every event, live shows. Like, there was a while where we would just get near the front row, and it's like, oh, there's Chimmel. We're gonna say something.
I hope he hears this somehow and just hears us, because thank him for all the enjoyment we had on his, like, at his behalf.
If you look at my Twitter history, I have literally tweeted at him, you suck. Just randomly. Just, at Tony Chimmel, you're still fucking terrible.
Just wanted you to know.
Like, if anybody blocks me, it's gonna be Tony Chimmel, because he's the only person that I'm like, I've lashed out at him for who knows what reason. There's something deeply wrong with me is what I'm learning here.
Tony Chimmel is to SmackDown what Meg is to Family Guy. Like,
pretty much. That's pretty much the way I treated Tony Chimmel.
Roy doesn't go to the wrestling events anymore because Tony Chimmel's not around for you to heckle him. He used to go just to watch you heckle
him. Absolutely.
Having met Roy, having met Trebuchet, and knowing who Tony Chimmel is, I believe every word of it. I have all the pieces necessary to know that is not a lie.
Great time in WWE history, everybody. Oh, yeah. Let me tell
you. Did you watch the Hall of Fame last year where Beth Phoenix is going to thank her husband and she goes to say his name and Tony Chimmel comes out and goes, no, I
definitely did, and I took a lap. I'm like, that motherfucker is there. But no, good for him. You know, he took a lot of heat. Undeservedly so, I would say.
So maybe Trebuchet, as he still likes to hate on you, sometimes virtually. Maybe Trebuchet doesn't agree with me. I would like to thank you for all the good times we've had at your expense. Thank you.
I'll give him three
claps for Tony Chimmel. You suck, though.
You're still fucking the worst.
You get three claps, but you are the worst three clap getter ever.
Second that. That's what I'm going to do.
Cheers. Okay. Cheers, everybody.
So Elimination Chamber is coming up.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. It's the pre-show. Coming up less than an hour of the pre-show.
Let's talk about...
Want to talk about old ones again? We talked about them last time, but you're a woman. You watched them all.
I don't have my notes.
He watched them all.
No, we're good.
He watched them all this week. That was impressive.
We're good. They were... We discussed them at full length last time.
It was fun to see a lot of stuff we talked about.
I would like to say that the only reason that episode is nearly in depth as it was is because A-Train insisted on writing down everything on
episode. Like, that made notes of your podcast.
That was like a 3-hour podcast last week.
I felt like I didn't write that much. All I did was all of the matches, the lineups for them, and I would underline...
the problem is every time you write a sentence, they talk for about 25 sentences.
Yeah.
Mauricio's there.
We have like vagueness short-term memory loss, but as soon as you bring it up, we know every detail.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, I remember that. I saw this. I liked this. I hated this.
Yeah. Before you bring it up, we forget that it even existed. Once it's mentioned, we feel every emotion.
Exactly.
We
go through the roller coaster that was that match.
Yep. Okay. So let's talk about, do we want to just get into picks? Is that what we want to do here? What do we want to do?
Is anyone else coming?
Let's talk about the lineup.
The championship's on the line here. I feel like I got a shot at it this week if this is what's going to happen. I know a couple more people are showing up.
How about I give you a mixed match tournament update?
All right. There we go.
Actually, yeah, we'll do that, and then I'm going to talk about week two of the poll.
When you say update, is this the Cody Rhodes?
I'm just hosting this episode. I have no idea why. This completely have taken over.
We've talked about a lot of things that have upset me already. Cody Chimmel.
Okay.
I need a minute.
This is some next level trolling from Cody Gillis. He's stealing Trebuchet's host spot to troll him.
pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
Happy birthday, buddy. I'm glad you're having a good one.
If this was any other day, I'd lay the smack down so hard.
I don't know if we talked about it the week before, did we? Talk about Rusev winning? Because we didn't see it.
It was Rusev Day, so I'm assuming we did.
Well, we had not.
You guys, I knew he won. I didn't. You guys hadn't seen it.
So yeah. So.
Okay. Well, Lana is the best. Lana number one. Why didn't you clap, Chad?
I want to like that so bad, but my hatred for Lana makes it really
hard.
Oh,
I love her. She got the win. You can't deny she got the win. That's the thing I'm taking away from this
match. My eyes really hurt real bad that day. I really didn't see anything.
Oh, well, I saw it for both of us, and it was wonderful.
You're a white guy with dreads. I'm not trusting anything you see.
I might have some blurred vision myself, but that's beside the point.
Happy Rusev Day,
Happy Rusev Day, everybody.
For sure. Okay, so
then, can I just point out that this is turning into like a church hymn? He's answering Happy Rusev Day with
Glorious Week.
It is like
stop gaslighting Rusev Day. I don't like it.
Okay. It's going off the rails. Then Rude and Flair took on Cruz and Nia Jax. Cruz and Nia and Titus Brand was out there.
Apollo now.
Oh, sorry, no Cruz. No Apollo. Oh, it doesn't really matter. Well, I'll cross it out still, because at that time, he wasn't known as Apollo.
In case he gets that crowd vote, which I don't think
he did. Well, at Showtime, you know, we're looking this up before the show here. Why did he drop the Cruz?
Okay, so Yuha Nation, I believe, is how his name was pronounced in the Indies.
Okay.
He signs to NXT. They need a name for him. They decide to name him Apollo Cruz. Definitely referencing the other Cruz guy.
Terry Crews,
that guy. I love all of his work, but sometimes his name slips my mind. My favorite is when he says, "Baby back, bitch. Baby back, bitch." The longest yard. But he starts working there and takes that name, and Apollo gets a tweet from Terry that says, like, "Hey, congratulations to have the Cruz name, you know, treat it well. I believe in you."
Yeah.
And then a few days ago, they did pulled Cruz from all Apollo stuff, and they basically had WWE didn't really give an official statement. People kind of tweeted at Terry and like, "Hey, did you have something to do with this?" And he's like, "Well, you know, WWE stole my name and, you know, used it, you know."
Jeez.
So I don't know. I don't really know all the details. It sounded like Terry Crews was being kind of, like, bitchy about it, which is weird.
I'm coming across very angry this episode so far. That's what I'm learning.
I'm way more mellowed out than usual, and you were definitely, like...
I'm heated this week, apparently.
You did some PCP before this podcast.
I did not. You can't prove it.
I mean, I my testimony would never hold up in court.
I'm right. Innocent all the time. It's like I'm right all the time. Can we get up for me being right all the time?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Damn
Brooke,
right.
You're not on this episode. Damn it.
Enjoy your week off.
But, let's talk about this mixed match tournament here, everybody. Was this overproduced like a mother, you were saying?
Oh my god. That,
how many camera angles do we need? How many angles and how many switches?
That's not even mixed match challenge. That is the whole product. It was funny. I don't think you guys noticed it before I said something.
Oh, no, I hate it. I've
noticed
it. It was the same way for me, where I like didn't think a lot of it until I heard people online talk about it, and now I can't stop seeing it. So we're also apologizing for anyone listening that now sees it.
Because of us.
We have to keep the virus going. We are part of the machine.
This is a cancer.
Send your angry tweets at Showtime Schultz.
Sure.
At Trebuchet, LOL. At Goad.
Yep. Okay.
Let's do it.
I think we could all use some haters.
Yeah, I did it. We obviously want them this week. I'm just like, send them this way. I don't care.
I mean, haters make us famous, and God knows we could use that.
So after that first round, Trebuchet, A-Train, Brooke Bruce tied in first.
Perfect score.
24 points. Good job.
You got a perfect first round.
Then
proud of you guys.
Devin.
But especially me.
Chad, Showtime, and Cody Goads, and Roy with 20 apiece.
So we each missed one
match. And then D with 16.
Okay. So you missed.
Points possible remaining 72 for everybody except D, who was at
So 66.
We are all still in.
We're all in. We all have champs that are available. Yep, to win still. Mainly because of the fan vote.
Can you break down the scoring one more time on that? I know we covered it when we first did it, but it was a little intricate.
Round one winners. So we just finished round one. They got 4 points each for those because there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 picks. Each round is worth 24 points. 24 over 6 is 4. The next round has three winners. The winner of those matches, so there's three people that win. There were 6 points each because we also have the fan vote, so there's four spots. So 24 over 4, 6 points each. Then round three, there's two winners of those two matches. And those are worth 12 points each, and then the champion's worth 24 points because someone's slot. So they get progressively more important as we go.
Did you get all that? Everybody caught up on that?
Do you remember the rules screen before the King of the Mountain matches?
That's what I feel like.
We needed that.
Oh, man.
If anyone isn't familiar with the King of the Mountain match in TNA, just...
Oh, man.
I don't know. I definitely cannot list all the rules right now off the top of my head.
I don't either.
Please look that up.
You need to place a pinfall or submission... And then the person who gets pinned or whatever goes to a little box.
Kind of penalty box.
And then you become eligible to win the match, which in order to do so, you need to take the championship and hang it.
It's a reverse ladder match. But in order to be able to ask the referee for the belt, you had to have scored a pinfall or submission.
Yeah.
So it's...
Hold up.
I think we got it.
I think you got it. A-Train, please confirm.
Match format. King of the Mountain match is a professional wrestling exclusive to Impact Wrestling.
Really? Professionally wrestling match? I mean, it's vaguely professional.
I am going to like this.
Okay. Sorry.
The five competitors in the match start out as ineligible to win. In order to become eligible, a wrestler must score a pinfall or submission on an opponent.
Check.
The opponent who submits or is pinned is forced to spend 2 minutes in the penalty box cage.
Yep.
Double check.
Yeah. You didn't see that coming, A-Train.
Like, we're getting some other references here.
Yeah.
More than one wrestler can be in the cage. This often results in wrestlers fighting inside the cage or forming some sort of alliance.
That's
We didn't say that. That's not the rule.
That's more of a
telling
you what happens.
Once eligible, the wrestler may win the match by retrieving the match's prize, usually a championship belt, and hanging it on the hook suspended above the ring with the aid of ladders.
Yeah. Triple check!
So reverse ladder match.
Yeah!
With some other extra
An official maintains possession of the belt and circles the ring, staying out of the action as much as possible. I love how they had to put as much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
When a wrestler wishes to hang the belt, he must retrieve it from the official. Once the belt is in play, any wrestler who is eligible may attempt to steal the belt and hang it. Once the belt has been dropped and no wrestler is attempting to hang it, a referee returns the belt to the official.
I hate the referees in this match so much. You have no idea. You watch me watch one of these matches, I'm just going to yell at Earl Hebner.
Well, yeah, it's Earl Hebner.
I actually want to do that. Like, we need to have like a classic wrestling day, you and I, with someone to like record our reactions.
I've got a fucking library of TNA DVDs upstairs. They were giving away for like fucking 1,000 DVDs.
Bound for Glory 4. I just watched that a lot. Like 6 months ago, we watched Bound for Glory 4. It was great. Best thing I've seen in SD in wrestling in quite some time. Okay.
You're welcome.
That was like the best their best era.
But if you got all the TNA DVDs and we have the network, both of us, we could just have like a... Here's an idea, guys. Tell us what, like... We'll make like a list of like 5 or 6 classic matches or like angles.
Which
we'll
one
watch.
Do you want
to We have to do the Hell in a Cell because it was demanded by a former general manager, and we have to do that one.
All right, absolutely.
And then we'll take one from the fans, from the humanoids.
Sure.
And then I will just be criticizing everybody for picking it.
All right. So we're already doing Hell in a Cell.
I'll choose one. Right. You choose one. What are we up to? 4?
That's 5.
That's 5. Bam.
Fans choose one. General manager chose one. No, I'm sorry. That is 4. I counted Hell in a Cell twice.
We need
a fifth one. How do we decide that fifth one?
You guys collectively can do it.
Are you drinking that 4 Loco tonight?
I'm going to drink one of them.
I am not going to. I'm going to be...
Okay, I was going to say whoever drinks their 4 Loco faster, you
or I. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I will.
I like that. We got some good things happening here for pay-per-view.
Go and pitch against Babe Ruth right now. I'm not about to go do that.
Don't talk on Superman's cape, kid.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, so SmackDown. We have a poll.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about the poll.
Yeah, we have a poll.
And we had some movements. Not bowel movements. Well, we actually did, but that's the time.
So, we have not done the week 3 poll, which would be after this last SmackDown, but, you know, we can get to that next week. We like talking about the one from the week before. And we filled out our poll, and we had AJ time. Styles on top.
Where he belongs.
Your WWE champion.
Where he belongs. He moved up a spot.
I am wearing phenomenal gloves. I have a phenomenal mug. This makes sense.
Because he's phenomenal. Kevin Owens one. T-shirt.
I'm wearing the Kevin Owens t-shirt today. I have issues, everybody. I have issues.
So there were five people that did this poll. The first poll was four people. We added in Chad. Probably, you know.
That was the week he wasn't here.
I would like to consider myself the voice of reason in this poll. Just because I've seen what it looks like when I'm not here.
I like to consider myself the voice of right.
Charlotte moved down a spot. She has 43 votes. AJ Styles had 47. With four first place votes.
Yeah.
Not all five. I wonder what's going to happen. Okay. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. 29 votes. Technically new to the show because we decided to combine them into one entity.
Yes.
So here's the thing. I feel kind of silly for doing that. Because now, like, he and Owens aren't, like, they're fine because they're still a team. They're not working as a unit the way they were before.
If they break up, I'm blaming you personally, Showtime.
I've seen the lights.
I have broad shoulders, but that's a lot to bear,
that's
man.
That's fine. They'll get back together. It's just this time. It's just my breakup.
I get to stop the guilt when they get back together.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll lay off when that starts. The real champ here.
Then, right behind them with one last vote, 28 total votes, up two spots from number six, Bobby Roode. With a first place vote from somebody. Not sure.
Up two spots.
I wonder.
That totally was not going to vote him number one.
I know you're the math guy, Yogi.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, would you try making two lists next week? With one with all of us, and then one without A-Train fucking up the curve. I'm just interested in what it looks like.
I can literally minus them out of this one.
I want to know how similar A-Train's top 10 list was to Bobby Roode's top 10 list that Jinder Mahal showed on SmackDown. Because they both had Bobby Roode as number one.
Can someone Google that real quick? I want to know that, too.
Because I think that's really
this is your
I don't think he had Ty Dillinger at 10. I think I know that.
Okay. No, he definitely didn't have that. I don't think he had Ryder at 9, either.
Then, just one point behind Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura with 27 votes in fifth place.
I feel like he should be higher than that, but I think that's okay.
Last week, I had him... He was at number four last week, so he's down a spot. I had him at number two last week because I said I think he should be above number four.
Did I have him at two or three last week? I forget if I put Charlotte in two because she's champ or I...
You put Shinsuke at two.
Okay, yeah. I forget whether I had said the women's title was worth more than the Royal Rumble win.
Oh, you need a pen. Here you go. I don't really need mine.
Thank you.
I'm just putting it at the point of stuff. I can do this. Okay.
we are playing charades today.
So I said that, right? I'm like, oh, he's fourth this week. He should be higher. But what do I do in the next poll? I put him back down to fourth. I had him at two, put him down to fourth. Because he wasn't there. He hasn't been on the last two episodes of SmackDown.
No. Well, this episode of SmackDown had a lot of guys missing.
This was a really... I'm wondering if there's a 4-2 going on.
That could be.
That seems like a reason they might dial back who's on the show. But yeah, there was not a lot of people there.
The Usos were absent.
This is kind of surprising me so far. I'm not done yet.
Rusev was absent.
Yeah, so basically everybody that was in the main event. The Fastlane main event was there. The five guys.
Yeah.
The tag champs were there. New Day was there to fight Gable and Benjamin.
Yep.
And then
talk about the
riots. No Mojo.
I think the guys in the U.S. So Rude. Randy Orton and Jinder Mahal were there. Like that, I think that might have been it. Oh, and the Riot Squad and the women.
Yep.
Yeah. That's not Charlotte. Compared to North.
Like Corbin was there, and like
No.
It was really just.
You need to be there, though. For my votes, you have to. It's about what's going on right now. It's a capture the moment. So if you're not around, you ain't gonna stay there long.
There you go. For the real top ten, everybody, go ahead. Hit us with a comparison.
All right. So my top ten list versus Bobby Roode's top ten list. We have six of the same wrestlers in the top ten list. Of those six, four are in the exact same spots.
I bet you. Who's number one?
Could you just read me your list and read me Bobby?
Yeah, you'll just hear both of them right now.
Bobby Roode, in order. It's Bobby Roode at the top, then Charlotte, then AJ Styles, then Shinsuke.
No, do both. Like, Bobby's won. Oh, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. It's a lot easier to compare that way.
We both had Bobby Roode at the top, obviously. Surprise. We both had Charlotte at the top. We both had AJ Styles in third. We both had Shinsuke Nakamura in fourth.
Well, so the top four are the same. That's impressive.
That's a lot of the votes right there. I mean, that's 17 and 7. Yeah, that's 34 of the votes right there.
Half of his votes he made to get the same as.
I would put him to be the number one Bobby Roode fan in the world right now.
That's my Bobby Roode fan.
Nobody is thinking the same.
I mean, so that you could like judge it based on like how much merchandise he owns, but like money. Funny isn't fair here, but like in how he's mimicking Bobby Roode, he literally, that's
impressive, man.
Now, and the last two that we have on together, they're literally just switched. I have Becky Lynch as fifth, he has her as sixth. I have New Day as sixth, he has them as fifth.
Oh, wow. And then, so 7th, 8th, and 9th are all, 10th are all different.
Yeah, he doesn't have them in the top 10 list at all. I had Randy Orton for 7th, and he had Naomi.
A heel.
And I had Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, which might not even be a thing to him because we combined them. So he had the Usos in 8th.
You picked a heel, he picked a face.
And then 9, I had Rusev. He somehow put Ty Dillinger from 10th up until 9th.
Well, that's bad.
So they can level it out. That might have been for the ha-has.
Yeah.
10 was, I had Baron Corbin, and he had Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder?
So you basically just made a list of the top 10 baby faces on SmackDown?
Yep.
Yeah.
Alright, I knew that.
Okay, so back to our top 10 aggregate here from last week. We did the top 5. Number 6 was Rusev, down one spot, 21 votes. Not far behind, in 7th, the Usos with 20 votes, up 3 spots from the 10th spot last week.
Yeah.
I placed them pretty high on mine. I feel like they were the tag champs. They should be higher.
I moved them higher. I moved them from 9th to 6th in mine. Yeah, that's a factor.
I feel like as tag champs, they should be higher than they were.
I don't know. The tag division on SmackDown
is just not doing that high right now.
For
the talent they have, I feel like they should be doing
that. For me to be like, wow, those Bludgeon Brothers, they're sure are going to be great for that tag division.
Oh boy, they're just running people over.
Yeah,
right
no,
now.
For that to be like the highlight of the division doesn't good. That said. Usos versus New Day for Fastlane. Mm-hmm. They're gonna tear it down again. They've put on so many good matches. Those two,
though, they do good.
That
together.
Is easily so. Actually, no, it's not. That's a lie. There are two tag team feuds. I feel are the best of the last 10 years. New Day, Usos, mm-hmm. and the Revival versus Campa and Gargano. What were they? DIY. The Revival and DIY in NXT.
I'll get there.
It's got like two match of the year candidates.
Okay.
I love it.
I've liked the match of the year that I've seen so far. So
that was the Cesaro one, right?
Yeah, it was a 2 out of 3, Sami Zayn versus Cesaro. I was very high on it when I saw it.
They didn't tear the house down, did they?
I was high on it and high on the match as well.
Down.
It's a weird name. That's a weird strange name.
Yeah, it is.
Down 5 spots this week. Becky Lynch is down to 8th from 3rd.
Bobby Roode disagrees.
I did have... I went from having her in my top... Oh, I didn't have her either time, actually. Never mind. I lied. Okay. Then the New Day. No change. Still at 9th. Then Baron Corbin's new because he combined Timmy the Dane and Kevin
Owens. Your next WWE champion, everybody.
I am not sold on Baron Corbin. Mm-hmm. I do feel a lot...
What did you say at the end of SmackDown?
I'm good. I get everything's in slow motion to you, but just take a breath.
Okay. So, technically, out of the top 10, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, but that's just semantics.
Baron Corbin, at the end of SmackDown, was... he had been in the calf killer from Styles.
Yes.
And he sold it after the match really well. Like... A lot of guys seem like once they're out of the submission move and like 2 minutes goes by, oh, the fans, it's been 2 minutes. Fans don't remember I need to be selling this anymore. And like, walk fine. Natalya is the most egregious offender that I see.
Oh my, yeah.
She doesn't sell punches. She'll like, you know, scream and do what she's supposed to when she's in the submission. Once she's out of it, it's done.
It's like she has my short-term memory. That's what I feel about it.
So she's really bad about it. And the reason I call her the worst is just because
you'd think as a heart who's been trained by, like,
well, she went through the dungeon. She went through the dungeon and everything.
Yeah,
her resume speaks for itself, and she has had some good matches.
Well, she's had good matches, and she thought the dungeon was probably the best place to learn. She had great people to work with, working with TJ Wilson,
Tyson Kidd.
Yeah, working with him, and then just having seen as many quality matches firsthand.
Yeah,
she would have been. She's just that, for a heart to sell that poorly, I don't understand how Brett isn't rolling in the grave. He feels like he's in.
Oh, my lord. No. Take that, Bret Hart.
Bret Hart's a miserable person.
But no, it's cool. So what are we at right now, guys? Are we ready to discuss?
Oh, hold on. So to recap and go into Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
We had AJ Styles 1, Charlotte 2, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens 3, Bobby Roode 4th, Shinsuke Nakamura 5th, Rusev 6th, Uso 7th, Becky Lynch 8th, New Day 9th, Baron Corbin 10th, also receiving votes in 11th technically, Riot Squad with 6 votes, 3 behind number 10. Naomi with 5 votes, Randy Orton with 4 votes, Bludgeon Brothers with 4 votes, Dolph Ziggler with 2 votes. Gable and Benjamin with 1 vote, Mojo Rawley with 1 vote, and Daniel Bryan
who
with 1 vote.
Who gave Dolph Ziggler votes?
I did. He was a nut. He both votes from me.
Did I give Dolph Ziggler votes?
You did not.
Can I?
Give him Daniel Bryan's
butt. Oh, okay. No!
I'm gonna
no!
Toss it out and get on the screen.
Trebuchet's gonna leave again.
There he is. Second lap, everybody.
He's Trebuchet
is every week. Every episode.
He leaves because of Dolph Ziggler. Trebuchet out.
Trebuchet. You wanna talk about the Elimination Chamber, Trebuchet?
I guess.
Okay.
I have one more point I wanted to make since you brought that up.
WWE just posted a new thing. Dolph Ziggler's gonna be in the Elimination Chamber? No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
no, he believed you for a second.
So I wanted
to, you're about to make my list, A-Train.
So good. You were the only person that voted for him last week, correct?
Yep.
So doesn't that kind of say something? Like, Ziggler's in the main event, but no one in this room but Goat, who had to have voted for him pretty low.
I feel like
I voted for him in 9th, and that I based my ranking very heavily on if you're there, and he was there in the main event.
That's fair. My point is that Ziggler's in the main event, and Trebuchet doesn't count because he'd hate him.
I'm
no
spiteful.
Matter what
I'm a very spiteful person.
But everyone else, if Ziggler was deserved to be in the main event spot, some one of us would have put him in the
top 10.
Yeah, he would have done more than getting one vote at number 9.
Well, technically, Bruce.
Well, she
didn't think about it, though. That's another problem. Is she didn't even think about Ziggler for the list.
And I will own up to this, but you say she didn't think about it. But when we first did this top 10 list, when the week that you weren't here, when I royally curved it, I didn't put AJ Styles in my top 10 list.
That's
and
pretty
everybody else had him as number 1. But that
doesn't apply for Ziggler because you were just trolling.
I literally forgot about him, and then I ran with it.
He's
been so forgettable. He sells well to whoever he's getting beat up by, and then you forget about it. I feel like they royally botched his like leaving the company when he dropped.
Well, they botched his entrance. Like we were talking about this when we were watching SmackDown. Like he comes out either fucking no music or fucking
music.
Scratch the record. Give it like 5 seconds.
No, it's more like 45 seconds. Like I said, if it was 5 seconds,
no,
I
that's
would
what I'm saying.
Fan.
Yeah. Give it 5 seconds and then hit his
do
music.
Do it. Yeah.
Don't have it hit his music when he's at the bottom of the ramp. That's just ridiculous.
That doesn't. I don't understand it. So he had music.
Shit or get off the pot, WWE. Yeah.
So he did. He did it at the Rumble, and it kind of made sense because like it was a surprise. He was number 30. People didn't think he'd be there, but doing it every week just seems silly. I don't get it. But also, when he dropped the U.S. title and just like walked out of the company, I thought they were going to do something really cool for his comeback.
I had no faith that they were going to do something cool with his comeback.
It hurts me. People are talking about, like, wouldn't it be really cool if Dolph Ziggler went and fought on the indies for, like, 3 fights?
Yeah.
Because they let WWE guys do it occasionally now. Go have matches in, like, pretty reputable independent companies, even in America.
Yeah.
It would have been so cool to, like, have them let Dolph Ziggler do that and sell that, like, He would sell done out. With the WWE. Yeah. He'd make you believe that. And then his comeback would mean something, you know, important. And he could fight for the title. Whatever. He's so in the time he, since he won the title, since he's been back, he won the title.
Yeah.
Dropped it immediately.
Yep.
Went away for a few months.
Uh-huh.
Came back at number 30 in the Royal Rumble and lost.
Yep.
Has just gotten destroyed since he's been back.
Yep. He got kicked in the back of the head on SmackDown this week.
That was gross. And is now number one contender. What did he do to earn any of that number one contendership in there? Like, I like Dolph Ziggler.
I have the title. I want him. That's the only fucking credit right now.
I want to like Dolph Ziggler. I want to be a big fan of his. I like the way he sells. I like when he gave a shit about the company. He was good in the ring. He's making me not like him right now.
Well, didn't he just, like, re-sign a contract
with
him?
He did.
That's the thing.
I meant to write this down, actually. It's suspected that one of the things in his contract is he can go take third-party bookings to do things that aren't wrestling.
Okay.
Where before, if he wanted to do At Midnight or something, which he did a couple of times,
okay,
he had to jump through a lot of hoops to get it done. WWE didn't love doing it, due to the nature of the product.
It's dirty.
They're a PG company. They don't want one of their guys using their name.
At Midnight's not a PG show, yes.
RIP At Midnight. Can we get 3 claps for At Midnight, please?
Yeah, okay. They have Weird Al in there sometimes and stuff like that.
Oh, I love that. I love that At Midnight. Yeah. That was actually what kind of got me fired up to start doing stand-up, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
So now I believe that in this contract now, he has a lot more freedom to do pretty much anything he wants but wrestling, as long as it doesn't conflict with a date.
Or probably puts him in danger of sorts.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there are still...
Like, if they're like, hey, I want to go skydiving, they'd be like, I don't think we want you doing that.
There's probably a within-reason clause that he probably can't go to the X Games and he probably can't shoot porn. Like, those are...
I don't know. They brought Paige back. I mean,
That's
still around. Speaking of Paige, he's like around now.
I get breast wrestler ever. I get it. It's cute. I feel terrible, like, even hearing that right now because I know how sad she probably is.
I'm sorry. I love Paige.
But what we said is we think it. Well, what I said.
Like, she can still.
It may be a tie into Total Divas where you're like, oh, they're not letting me talk, but they're letting me be here and just drive off.
They're letting me be here and I don't want to be here. Or I, you know, whatever. You had mentioned that, and I like freaked out about how good a concept that is.
I hope we're doing it for Total Divas. All right,
you can send the royalty check to Trebuchet.
Hey, typical Trebuchet. Right,
steal my hosting duties. I'm gonna steal your royalty.
I see how it goes. Okay, matches for the Elimination Chamber. A-Train.
We have
pre-show.
Kickoff match. We have Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson versus The Miz Taraj.
There's still a thing. I was just going to ask if the Good Brothers were still around, because I've not seen them on Raw in forever.
Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel are still around.
They were featured at Raw 25. This was only a few weeks ago.
It's been a minute.
Because
I kept seeing Balor by himself.
That hasn't been popping around with Balor as much.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they were, like... Yeah, they were around, and then Balor just kept coming out by himself. They were pushing
the club thing pretty hard there.
Yeah, I know.
And I liked it. No, I thought it was a good opportunity to... Balor looks cooler with some guys with him.
She can pick if she wants to.
And Balor looks good with a team of guys, and it gave the club something to do, which they were sorely lacking.
Yes. So that's cool. Who are they? Who are the Good Brothers fighting, did you say?
They are fighting Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson versus The Miz Taraj.
Bo Dallas
and Curtis Axel.
Oh boy.
I'm so disappointed in Curtis Axel.
Why?
You sound that like you were his father. I'm so disappointed with where he went with his life.
He's the son of Mr. Perfect. He doesn't have the most charisma in the world, but he's definitely gotten better since he got there. Mm-hmm. He's solid in the ring. He plays the Miz's bitch. I don't like it.
Oh, come on now.
I feel like he deserves better than
that. The neck brace was funny.
It was funny when Colin Delaney did it in ECW. I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was funny.
Think it's still funny.
I am going with Gallows and Anderson. I'm going with the Miz Taraj.
Are we picking pre-show?
Yeah, we picked for tiebreaker. That's our first tiebreaker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gallows and Anderson for me, please.
Yeah, give me the club. Too sweet me.
Going with the Miztrage, just because.
No.
I mean, if it's the first tiebreaker and it doesn't count for points, it's actually a good idea to just pick whatever you think the competition isn't picking.
There is strategy to it. A-Train.
Miztrage.
Okay, see, he's on board with it.
Brooke, how you feel?
Versus the Bludgeon Brothers?
No, the Claw versus the Miztrage.
The Club.
Gallows and Anderson.
Too sweet.
They're good.
I love that theme music.
So Ryan has given me his picks. Oh, he hasn't given me all the picks yet, so I won't bring him up on the show. He doesn't have the whole card. So, okay, moving on to the next match.
Woken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt.
Is that a pre-show match or is that a main intro match?
It literally doesn't even say. It just says.
If there's not a note next to it, it's probably a
show. Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt, you said.
Yeah. I think it's main show.
I'm pretty sure it is. I looked on Wikipedia earlier for the card, okay. And it said didn't mention that with a pre-show match.
Okay, so. Sure. Because they've wrestled on, they've had this match on pre-shows before.
Yeah, they keep putting these two up against each other.
So this is not a chip, this is a one-point match. I don't know what we're doing for the chamber matches, but this is 1 point. This is a non-championship regular match.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to take Matt Hardy, because I like Matt Hardy.
Delete. Yes! Give me the Woken one. Ricochet
as well.
But I hope they do something with him after this and stop just.
I thought they were when they were. I was hearing that Vince liked it a lot, but
how are you going? What do you think, A-Train?
I don't necessarily like either of them. I'm indifferent on Matt Hardy.
Who do you think?
Gasp from the audience.
Who do you think?
But I hate Bray Wyatt, so I'm going with Matt Hardy.
How about you, Brooke?
You barely mutter words after hearing A-Train doesn't like either one of them.
I'm struggling with this one.
You went Hardy, right?
Yeah. Bray Wyatt has won several times, so it seems like Matt should get his win here. But then I don't know.
This is what happens. I don't know if there's logic into it.
I'm thinking of a number. Is it odd or even?
Even.
I guess I'm picking Matt Hardy.
Delete.
Okay.
That's everybody.
Everyone's on board so far. Next match.
Not a match, but then after that we have Ronda Rousey's contract signing.
Okay, I pick Ronda Rousey.
This is definitely going to go according to plan.
She's
definitely going to just sign this paper and take a picture and get out of here.
I don't know. I mean, these WWE contract things, they're shenanigans in them, so I feel like the paper has a chance to win.
And does anybody think the table's going to hold up? That's what I want to know.
We have the match to determine if Nia Jax gets added to the Raw Women's Title match at WrestleMania.
Listen to me. Quote me on this. Nia. There is a 0% chance that Nia Jax is winning this match.
Yeah, I know.
0%
chance. 0%
because
chance? Yes.
If you don't know already, if you're listening and don't know already, it's Asuka versus Nia Jax.
0% chance point. That Nia Jax wins this. So you can go ahead and write it in Sharpie because...
I'm not changing
it. I'm also picking Asuka. Chad?
I, too, will pick Asuka.
A-Train?
I'm picking Nia. No, I'm not. I'm picking Asuka.
Brooke? I'm like, oh!
Everyone picked Asuka. It's here.
I wanted to make sure I didn't finish saying
Ryan also picked him, and that's why
I will say this. If Asuka lost tonight, I would qualify that as maybe the biggest upset of...
In WWE history, maybe.
At least in the last 10 years.
Like, I can't think of a bigger one of that happening. Like, there's, like you heard me. Maybe the streak ending. That'd be the other.
The streak.
Oh, Ryan also picked Matt Hardy.
Do you remember when the Hurricane beat the Rock that time?
That was great. I remember that. I love
this
that.
This has been a preview for next week's show at the...
Favorite upsets. Yeah.
So if you like what me and Trevor show are doing right there, tune in next week.
We're going to do it all over the place.
If not, it's our show.
Tune in anyways. Tune in anyways because I'm going to be controversial. That's what we do here. And I'm going to talk about buying the NWA Championship, which I will get to again and again and again.
Yes.
Donate to my GoFundMe, everybody.
Next up.
All right. This one, we have the Raw Tag Team Championship match. Cesaro and Sheamus versus Titus Worldwide, which is Apollo.
That was adorable. Apollo, I bet they can even hear you do it. That's how adorable it is.
Raw Tag Team titles. Those are worth 2 points. It's the bar.
I'm just not
They don't just raise the bar.
They are the bar.
Like Ford. Oh, wait. Ford stole it from them.
Okay, who do we got?
The bar.
You have the bar?
Okay. I have the bar.
Like, Adrian?
Like, yeah.
The bar. And I don't even like him.
Brooke?
Titus Worldwide
versus the bar.
I zoned out when you were saying Titus Worldwide.
I had not written it down yet. I didn't know who it was either. Do not feel bad. yeah, I gotta go with the bar here. Especially after seeing who I am in a mixed match. Yeah. Titus Worldwide is shaky. Yeah, if that means anything.
If you guys aren't aware, every time I ask you where to go for me, it's because I can't make up my mind and I'm doing crunch time.
The bar for Ryan as well.
I guess I'll take the bar.
I'm like, if Nia Jax can take out Titus Worldwide, I don't think that...
We're really going to need this tiebreaker because we have all the same picks for everything on the main card so far.
I like it.
Quite the pay-per-view we have in store here. Okay.
All right. The Raw Women's Championship Elimination Chamber match with Alexa...
Are there only two more matches? Just have fun now because we're bookkeeping here. Okay, Raw Women's...
Championship EC. With Alexa Bliss defending against Bayley, Sasha Banks, Mickie James, Mandy Rose, and Sonya Deville.
Can you list those again? I was not done writing.
That's all right. No, you're fine. Alexa Bliss is defending against Bayley, Sasha Banks, Mickie James, Mandy Rose, and Sonya Deville.
Alexa Bliss versus Bayley versus Sonya.
Versus
Sasha.
Yep.
Versus Mandy.
Versus Mickey.
What do you think, Shane?
Little Miss Bliss.
Question, points, how many? Still two? Or are we...
Championship.
I would say because...
I'm willing to say we can make it worth more.
I think
It's going to be because all the other picks are the same anyway.
No, okay, hang on. I have an idea. We make the match worth 2 points... But we have some other questions about
I want the order to be the tie.
Order? Oof.
But that's hard to do. We have to have everyone do it live after the first one.
What? I want people to tell their order beforehand.
And then, closest.
Whoever's closest?
As a tiebreaker, yeah.
As a tiebreaker?
As a second tiebreaker.
What I was thinking is who comes out first out of the four we know are in.
We could ask,
who do you think the final two will be? If you get both right, you get a point. And then we can say, well, who do you think the first person to be eliminated will be? If you get that, you get a point. That has a lot more chances for variance here.
Okay.
And without being convoluted.
Yeah, I need to make... Use the bottom. I left... Well, I need 12 more people to...
Just use another piece of paper.
Hmm. Or flip it over.
I'm coming up with an idea. I might just... I would have tightened it more.
I can feel Chris's OCD from here. I'm getting anxious that he's anxious.
You can feel the OCD, and I'm just looking at the frustration.
Okay. I'm just going to move this over here, and we're just going to put a line, and we're just going to forget it ever happened. Okay. So let's talk about the match first. Who do we think is going to win?
Bliss. Because I'm living in ignorant bliss, everybody.
I should go with Sasha Banks because look who we're talking to.
We all know who Ryan would pick.
And we all know on Raw who won the match. Sasha Banks.
Oh, so you are
Banks statement.
Her.
Yep.
You're picking Sasha?
Yep.
You can't make me like Sasha. You can't.
I don't try to.
I'm glad you don't. I don't know anyone.
I'm not an evangelist.
I don't think Sasha Banks can make me like Sasha Banks.
I feel like Sasha Banks can make me like that.
Sure. Hey, Train, are you ready yet?
No, I'm not. Give me a sec. Bruce?
Bliss.
Yeah.
Ryan picked Sasha Banks.
He didn't pick Bayley?
That's what I said. I'm like, I'm almost guaranteed he would have picked Bayley.
I think Ryan's thinking with his head, not his heart on this one.
Mm.
Which I respect.
I know I've said this a lot on this episode about this pay-per-view, but more than I disliked any of the other picks that I said I didn't like, I really don't like Sasha Banks, but I have to go with her.
What?
Okay.
What we've got?
Have to do anything.
I'm like, what? That is a hell of a mentality.
We've got.
I hate her, but I'm going.
More Sasha picks than Alexa picks right now. I wanted the record to show that.
I'm going
to
tie that up.
It's going to make it easier to win.
I'm going to tie that up by saying Alexa.
Okay.
Too sweet, me, bro.
Too sweet.
Now give me all your bonus. Shit, whatever. All right.
All right.
I can tell I'm clearly, visibly upset about this.
First to be
already.
Eliminated.
First to be eliminated. Okay.
Women's match, I'm going with Mandy Rose.
I was thinking that.
Is this for a point?
This is for a point.
Okay.
We're going to be low on
sense.
Points.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Only a couple matches.
So it's first to be eliminated, then we have, what's the other thing? I just want to know the other thing.
The other thing would be, who do you think is going to start the match? And you have to get both right to get the point.
Oh, who's going to start the match?
The two people start the match.
Oh, we don't know who's two people are going to start
the
match?
Do we not?
I thought we did. For the men.
We're not doing
the same thing for the men's. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I have room for some things.
Well, we already know that Alexa's going to start in the ring, right? Because she's the championship title.
That does not work that way.
Okay.
Nope.
I have not watched. I know you spent the last week watching Elimination Chamber matches.
I've never watched wrestling in my life.
So are they 1 point so each? 1 point each, then?
Oh, Showtime. Thought we were friends.
Oh, we are. I just think I'm the brains of the organization.
I'm the rightest person. I was thinking back to the original, the first Elimination Chamber match where they had Triple H defend his title, and then because he was the champ, they started him in the ring.
Yeah, that did happen. I think the first few might have even done that, but that's not how that works. Are you? Doing.
Is that worth 1 point each or
no? Because you have to have. I would think
both.
You have to have both.
Both for okay.
Both for a point. Yes.
Both for a point.
It makes that point harder to get, but also if you pick one.
To answer your question, I had asked that question a while ago, and I was just like, "Answer, we go for an answer." And everyone wins in their zone. Okay, I am gonna go with Alexa and Mickey as the first two in.
Alexa and Mickey first two. Reasonable.
And then I'm going to say first to be eliminated is Mickey. Since he's out there.
Interesting. Now, starting the match is going to be Mickey James and, what's her name? Sonya.
Sonya is a bad. I was about to say bad man, but.
What?
Sonya is bad.
Okay.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that woman's strikes? I think I say this a lot. She is the best pure striker in the WWE
right now.
Her poses.
That's
with the Hulk card. With
Hulk figure out.
Well, the Undertaker strikes aren't what they used to be either.
But he still gets credit for it. In my mind. No, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Did you... Wait, hang on.
Of course I'm not wrong.
Did you see the way he was tagging Roman Reigns in their match?
I'm not saying
he... Those weren't working punches. He was just punching him in the mouth.
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
I like to think it was teaching... Like, every time he did it too, because Roman's hands were down. I like to think it was like the Undertaker giving him one last lesson. Like... Don't keep your hands up when you're fighting because it looks good. Every time you put him down, he'd legit punch him in the mouth.
Yeah.
A-Train. Put you on the spot.
First
to be eliminated. Oh, let's do two to start the match first because it's easy.
Yeah.
But you haven't given me your first to be eliminated yet, Trebuchet.
First to be eliminated. I'm going to say Bayley.
Okay.
Oh, that's sad. You're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong. Of course I'm not wrong. Say it again.
And
okay, he doesn't want to. That's fine. I broke Showtime. I'm sorry.
I was deciding which way to insult you, and I thought your mom might listen to this, so I just like
which one
dialed it back.
Two to start the match.
Shout out to Chad's mom.
I love
Sonya
my mom.
Sonya and Bayley for me. I'm gonna go with Sonya and Bayley.
We're forgetting that I've said fuck like five times a day already, but whatever. Yeah. I was gonna say
first to be eliminated
is gonna be Bayley.
I say it way more.
Chad,
you're saying Bayley too. Okay,
first two to start. Are you asking?
Yep.
I said me. Okay. So first two to start. I want to say Bayley and... You know what? I'm going to go
I'm going to go Bailey and Sasha. I think they can carry that thing until the other girls hop in.
Oh, man. If Sasha starts that match, Cody Gomes is going to be flipping his lid.
It'll be fun. Okay. First to be eliminated.
First to be eliminated? Mandy Rose, I thought.
Mandy. I thought that.
I know I said it.
Okay. Bruce.
I don't think you asked me who I wanted out first.
Bailey, you said.
Okay, I did say that.
You want first two to enter.
The people they're going to start with.
Alexa and Sasha.
Okay.
We all answered this question.
I will lose my shit if that happens.
We all answered this question differently.
Yes, we did.
All right, good.
Yep.
Mickey James.
Okay. That's a good pick.
That's what I picked.
That's a good pick.
Thank you. Now we can go into the men's match. Which, what are going to be our props for this one? I'm going to try and...
We already know Elias is last.
We know Elias is last.
Why don't we just do it's going to be three to enter, right?
Three to start, I think. But we're not sure.
I think we could just do who we think is going to be the first person out of the chase.
Yeah, I think that's the way we should do it. Because I'm assuming the two guys that had the controversial, like, pinfall on Raw are going to be in the match to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With some random other person.
So that's it. Okay. That's all we're doing.
We're going to go first person out.
Are we doing a Carmella Cashin prop?
Carmella's not on Raw, bro.
Yeah, oh, fucking sorry.
So I'm going
to
go with no.
Yeah. So if it was yes, it'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Put me down for yes. Sorry. Right. Okay. Who do we have winning the match? Oh, let's catch people up.
First
here
person to be eliminated is what we're doing?
First person to get eliminated from this match is what we're doing.
Confirm. Yes. Okay.
But we need the lineup.
It's John Cena versus Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, The Miz, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, and Elias.
I'm just gonna have you give that to me to look at, even though I know most of it. It's fine. Let's see it really quick.
And you want me to pick the first person out?
Yeah.
Elias.
I can see that.
I don't want Elias to be eliminated. I think he's gonna do very well.
I do too.
Do you know why I think that?
Why?
You know what WWE stands for?
I do know what it stands for. Walk with Elias.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just no.
Is Brooke leaving now?
No.
Is that we get storming
out?
I just wanted to read the
okay. Now. So this is the number one contendership.
But now, can we talk about Monday Night Raw and Seth Rollins' performance in the Gauntlet real quick?
Seth Rollins is a bad. Seth Rollins is bad.
Like, I am officially a fan of Seth Rollins again. I was down on him for this last little run that he did, but after seeing his performance in the Gauntlet match on Monday Night Raw, I am back on board that Seth Rollins is a great WWE wrestler.
He might be in the best... He might be the best conditioned athlete in WWE.
He knocked it out of the park, man. He went
like an hour and five.
He went the distance with both Roman Reigns and John Cena, and
he beat them. That's gotta be a hell of a slap on the back for him too. He beat pretty much the two biggest names in the company in the last while.
He brought the house down on that one, man. Like they gave him an ovation as he was leaving, and understandably so.
He looked emotional after, like he put his heart and soul in that. But I feel like he just is so well conditioned that he does CrossFit.
Oh,
okay.
Like
he
looks like he's made out of marble, like his chest.
Yeah,
he looks like if you hit him in the chest, you'd break your hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's try to wrap this up before 7. Let's do this. Who do you have winning the match, and then we'll get into our props.
Who do I have winning the match?
Yes.
Reigns.
Reigns.
I too have Roman Reigns.
Really?
Who do you have being first eliminated?
John Cena. And I think Elias is going to pin him.
I agree with that completely. I also have Cena out first, and that doesn't count, but I agree. I think Elias is going to schoolboy him or something.
I really think Elias is pinning Cena here.
And to win the match... So we're going to discuss the Roman Reigns situation next week because Chris wants us to wrap this up. But and he's the host, apparently.
Apparently.
Roman Reigns is in a kind of a shady situation with a steroid dealer, and it is questioning whether WWE is going to dial it back on his push a little bit. So I feel like Roman is still the favorite, but if you would have asked me before this happened, I would have said there's a 0% chance Roman doesn't lose, and I now think everybody else has at least a 10%, or maybe like a 5% chance.
Yeah, I can see it.
But I will also go Roman to win.
Okay.
Brooke, how you feel?
Roman.
Who do you think's going to be first out?
Wow!
I was hoping she was gonna say. I said Roman.
I know. Like my heart wants Elias to be the first person out, but the WWE universe and I are not getting along with.
Brooke, why would you want Elias to be the first one out?
Because he deserves to be.
Oh.
Brooke, don't you? Did I get your first eliminated, Alex?
I don't like Elias.
It's Cena.
I know you don't. I know you don't like Elias.
Brooke, Elias, okay. Do you not know what WWE stands for?
It stands for anything but what you guys keep saying.
Walk with Elias.
No.
And also World Wrestling Entertainment.
It's garbage. Coming out of your mouth. It's garbage.
Who do you have getting first eliminated, Trebuchet?
John Cena.
Cena, okay, I didn't hear that.
By Elias.
By Elias.
Joe and I are just going to go the whole game.
I also agree with that one.
Okay. Cena.
Cena first out, Roman to win.
I want to pick the Miz, but I know that's not going to happen.
Of all the possible matches we could have for WrestleMania this year with Lesnar defending, Balor versus Lesnar sounds really, really good. Like
I would not be mad about seeing.
You put
the first ever Universal Champion against the current Universal Champion.
He also never got his one on one rematch.
He never lost it. I know.
I'm going with it.
He never got his shot. Just like fucking Brodus Clay didn't get his shot.
Damn right. I hate when people don't get their shots. It makes me upset.
Damn. She wants to pick him.
But yeah, I
first eliminated, I am going with The Miz.
Ooh, The Miz for you and I are going to have words. Wordy words after the show.
I imagine most of those words are going to be meanie.
Hey, wait, who's coming out last mean? Again? Who's for sure coming out last?
Elias.
So first eliminated Elias. Okay. Okay. Okay, A-Train.
Okay. I know that does concern me, though, because to say Cena is going to be the first to go when it's Elias.
I know, now that I'm thinking that, I might change my pick now.
Yeah, no, I agree. I hadn't thought about Elias coming out last.
I'm going to backpedal here a little all bit. Right. Because now that that little thing is out.
What he said.
Oh, man. Oh, man, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt no matter who I pick here. Oh, man. Oh, man. This is killing me here. I don't want to say any. I don't want to be wrong, but I don't want to say what I'm thinking.
Say it, buddy. This is a safe space.
No, I definitely want to. I'm going to say Finn Balor. I'm going to say Finn Balor.
First eliminator?
Finn Balor's your first eliminator.
Yeah.
Go to.
That hurt to say. I'm sorry. So look away, little Finn Balor. I have an action figure. I'm just going to turn
looking
the other way.
Looking at him, staring you down.
I'm sorry. I can't look into his blue eyes or whatever they are.
They're blue.
Church, please don't fall back in that chair.
Please be safe.
I'm sorry. That hurt me to
okay,
say.
Okay. Final thoughts now?
Oh, again? I was going to repick mine, too.
Oh, you want to
do you want to repick yours?
No.
She's standing by it.
Maybe we can always repick. We have always will end up repicking.
Oh, I've never repicked before, actually.
That's good.
After the pre-show's over, I stay pat. I usually get intoxicated afterwards.
Yeah, oh. That's a good point.
I usually try to bargain with people, but I make sure they want to change it.
Yeah. You try to talk them down. You're like, are you sure? You're emotional right now.
Right.
Like, you've had a big day.
So read me the entrance one more time, please.
You want the entrance. The entrance are... John Cena, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, The Miz, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, and Elias.
It pains me to say this because I don't hate this person anymore. I also think The Miz is going to be the first to leave.
Yep, there you go.
I really thought about picking Seth Rollins here because it would be shocking as hell.
I think if it wasn't going to be Miz, it was going to be Seth Rollins, but I feel like they asked him to do what he did on Raw. I feel like he's going to have a strong showing tonight.
I think Seth Rollins... I know they want Braun Strowman to have a strong showing here.
Seth Rollins for the workhorse of the Elimination Chamber match. I think he's going to be the one to bring the match together.
I want you to be right. I want you to be right.
I want them to make Seth Rollins into the guy. I want them to turn him into CrossFit Jesus. He needs to be portrayed as powerful.
Ryan has Roman Reigns. He needs to
go the distance every time.
Well, I would consider this his second coming in the WWE now. Savior Rollins. He wants it to be Monday Night Rollins.
If you had you said that at the beginning of the kind of podcast, I would have laughed really hard. Not now.
Okay, well, I'm still trying. So, are we to final thoughts here, Cody Goats?
I believe we are, yes.
All right. Give us your final thought, Cody Goats.
I used up all my thoughts, actually.
hosting the show. His brain's done for
it's been night. All no my more, thoughts. No all my thoughts. Thoughts have been said. We talked about A-Train being A-Train. We talked about Tony Chimmel. We talked about... Yeah, we recapped Elimination Chamber. Happy birthday, me. I don't know. Fuck it. I don't want to say that. I got no final thoughts. I'm looking forward to winning this because Sasha's going to win. I'm happy the women are having an Elimination Chamber match. There we go. That's my thought.
That's good. I'm glad somebody said it. I'm happy that they're doing that too. Good job.
Brooke, how you feel?
Oh, come on.
Damn it.
Oh, let's go.
Damn it.
Get out of the way. Move.
Well, my final thoughts, guys, are, man, this room clears out when you mention Dolph Ziggler.
He is by himself.
Yeah, no, I literally just...
only Ziggler fan left chat.
The only... I would like to point out that Trebuchet dislikes Dolph Ziggler as a wrestler and as a comedian. Speaking of comedy... my funniest person in GR is coming up.
Oh, yes.
Don't see a Sheamus plug right now. Not shameless. It's a pun. From season two. Don't worry about
can
it.
Can I use that in my set?
Don't.
It doesn't work.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm getting increasingly nervous about it, and I just hope you guys will come out and see me.
I'll be there, Chad. That's I will funny. Be there. I'm going to yell really loud. Like I did much of the early parts of this episode.
Yeah, no, we're still yelling, and I love it. Trebuchet, final thoughts.
Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Trebuchet. How good does that sound together?
It's his birthday. You shouldn't make him listen to this, man.
Please, yeah. Help me become your next NWA champion, everybody. I want to represent it with the utmost esteem, and I want to party like the Ric Flairs of the world. It's his 69th birthday today. I gotta plug this.
Nice. I'll tell you what. There was a Jeff Jarrett figure. Congratulations on Jeff Jarrett not going to the Hall of Fame, by the way.
I was gonna mention that.
We'll talk about that next.
That could have been my final thought.
There's a lot to say there.
Yeah.
There's a Jeff Jarrett figure that came out when he was in TNA. They had like a little miniature NWA title. Will that like appease you?
No, absolutely
not. Okay. No shot.
No. Well, I may put it on my penis, but that's for another show and another thing entirely.
All right. Hey.
Do it up for my penis, the NWA champion of the world.
So everyone likes to walk out of the stream. Apparently, Joe's saying the word penis is what gets me. Yeah.
I figured it out. And A-Train's final thought is...
A-Train, what's your final thought?
He's coming. I can hear him in the other room.
My final thought.
Lydia's here.
It's man.
Elias better get thrown out first because he deserves it.
Oh. He ends it with an Elias hater. Okay.
We just want you to know he's coming out last.
Oh, he is.
Yes. Do you want to change your pick?
Oh, yeah. No.
We should do that off camera.
Because that was known, wasn't it, though?
Yeah, that was known. But we'll talk about what this time.
I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.